We've been talking a lot about the use of technology to track and stop the spread of the coronavirus, and Apple and Google are now releasing more information about their plans to help public health agencies in this effort. Instead of contact tracing, they're now calling it exposure notification. And to explain more about how this will work, we have Sarah Morrison with us. She covers personal data and privacy for Vox. And Sarah, tell us more. What data could your phone be sharing with public health officials?
Sure. So to put it very simply, your phone, if you opted into this program, your phone would send out and receive like Bluetooth signals to and from any other phones that also opted in that were within a certain distance to you. And so basically keeping a record of all the devices you've come in contact with over a certain amount of time. The assumption there is that, you know, those devices are carried by people. And if one of those people tests positive for coronavirus, all the devices that they came into contact with would be alerted that they may have been exposed to coronavirus. So unless you test positive, your phone isn't actually sending any data to the public health officials. And then the Bluetooth signals or keys, which I think is really the only data that's kept on your phone, those are anonymized. So it actually makes it really very difficult to identify somebody through just that Bluetooth signal.
Okay, interesting. So you mentioned the opting in as a feature. When will people start to see this on their phones?
Well, it really depends on if you download the app. So the Apple and Google are making this technology available to public health authorities only. And the idea is that those authorities will develop their own apps, and this would be a part of it. It won't just like appear on your phone. You would go and download that app and then opt in, obviously, and then that would work on your phone. They're not rolling this out until I think mid-May. So that would be the soonest, but it would also just depend on, I guess, if your local public health authority is participating in it and when they develop an app that's out there.
Okay. Well, you know, though, at first, Google and Apple were calling this contact tracing. Now they refer to it as exposure notification. Some have really interpreted this change as a response to privacy concerns that many Americans have about the use of technology in this way. Can you talk more about these concerns and maybe what Google and Apple are doing to mitigate them?
Yeah, I mean, I think people are always concerned about, you know, people finding out things about their health, finding out where they've been. Google and Apple have said from the beginning that they had to make this tool as privacy-centric as possible while also still trying to figure out a way to sort of track who people came in contact with. Because this has always been opt-in, you know, it has to be a thing that people are going to use. So the way that they've done this is the signal that your phone sends out is changed, de-identified from your phone. It's changed every 10, 20 minutes. It makes it pretty difficult to connect that back to a specific person. It doesn't take your location data. The data, again, just stays on your phone. It's not sent to public health authorities if you don't trust them with that kind of data. Only public health authorities have access to the technology to make the app. And they're saying the tool is going to just end when the pandemic does. So it couldn't be sort of used for different things.
Yeah, you know that. Even still, the UK's National Health Service has said they'll develop their own tool to do this, as well as health agencies in France. We know there's been a contentious relationship between the UK and these tech companies in the past over privacy issues. Do you have any more insights as to why there's an apprehension there to use these tech companies in this way in their efforts to help track this virus?
So I think the kind of funny thing is that, like you said, Europe's generally been better about tech and privacy than actually America is. In this particular issue, I think the problem is they think that this tool is a little bit too privacy-centric.
Interesting.
Yeah. I think both the United Kingdom and France wanted the data to go to a centralized server, as in not on the phone, because they don't get any data. I think their public health agencies, unlike, you know, where the virus is or who it's coming in contact with. It's basically just the people using it who get that kind of notification. You know, you can see why a health agency would want to know that stuff. So they've gone with their own to try to sort of keep using this Bluetooth exchanging technology and find a way around the limitations of that particular tool.
That's Sarah Morrison. She covers personal data and privacy for Vox. Sarah, thank you so much.
Thank you.